Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, we're 2 hours in. I haven't even played this Elena Kagan before the Supreme Court clip about, yes, the government can ban books. We do have that on the books, but we're not going to do it right now. And I've now got her thesis, The Final Conflict, Socialism in New York City, why the socialists couldn't take over, but why they should and how socialism's good. Remember, they blocked Hillary's thesis, and it got released last year, and she praises Lenin in it. Lenin was a mass murderer. So we're going to be covering that coming up with Larry Becraft. But Annie, finishing up your point about God and the state of the world and the end times, go ahead.
Okay. Well, since my radical days of protesting in the 60s, I've told myself to pick your battles, and if you're going to go down, make sure it counts for something. But reviewing my life and the purpose of life, you were saying I've come to see in my old age that that's just a cowardly excuse for not standing up. And I'd like to tell young people, stand up every chance you get and scream your head off at any injustice. Don't tell yourself to be quiet, pick your battles, and wait because the chance may not come again. And I want to say I'm so proud of the young Chinese in Tiananmen Square and the young people in Canada recently for standing up. We old people should have done it a long time ago, and they wouldn't have to if we had done our job.
Absolutely. Take care. We're going to go to more calls coming up. I want to play this now, and I'll play it again towards the end of the hour and fully get into it. I meant to last hour, so I want to play it now. Here it is, Kagan's own words. It's fine if the law bans books because government won't really enforce it. And before we play it, here's the Reading Eagle article. This has also been in the Associated Press that Bruce Shore sent an email to Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky. He saw him on C-SPAN and was angry when Bunning complained that, gosh, he had missed the Kentucky-South Carolina basketball game because he had to be in Congress to debate an unemployment benefits bill. I was livid. I was just livid, recalled 51-year-old Shore. I'm on unemployment, so it affects me. And in the indictment from the grand jury, this is the part that got him arrested and charged with felonies. Are you all insane? No checks equal no food for me. Do you get it? And for calling them insane, he violated the subsection of the Telecommunications Act of 1996. And the subsection is Communication Act 1934 subsection that says Shore did utilize a telecommunications device, that is a computer, whether or not communication ensued, without disclosing his identity and with the intent to annoy, abuse, threaten, or harass any person who received the communication. And in the indictment, it says he annoyed. So annoying. See, oh, it'd been on the book for 14 years that they could throw you in prison if you annoyed someone and they decided they were annoyed. Now they're just now using it. So Elena Kagan, I don't know if I have time to play it now. Start playing it. We'll just go out to break with this. Here it is.
If Congress could say no TV and radio ads, could it also say no newspaper ads, no campaign biographies?
The government's view is that although 441B does cover full-length books, that there would be a quite good as-applied challenge.
This is Ginsburg.
To any attempt.
This is Kagan before the Supreme Court Solicitor General.
And I should say that the FEC has never applied 441B in that context. So for 60 years, a book has never been at issue.
What happened to the overbreadth doctrine? I mean, I thought our doctrine in the First Amendment is if you write it too broadly, we're not going to pare it back to the point where it's constitutional. If it's overbroad, it's invalid. What happened to that?
I don't think that it would be substantially overbroad, Justice Scalia, if I tell you that the FEC has never applied this statute to a book. To say that it doesn't apply to books is to take off, you know, essentially nothing.
That's enough. We'll play it in its entirety, unedited, near the end of the hour, but you hear the spin. Well, I'm not going to remove the part that we can ban books because we've never decided to do that. But we're going to keep that power, though, because we like it. We're thugs.
Do you you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, this is breaking exclusive information. We are 8 minutes into the third hour today. Birgitta Jones-Gauthier, who led the charge in the Icelandic parliament to say no to the Goldman Sachs looting of our country. They've successfully seized Greece after selling them derivatives. They've also got it through their parliament to create a media haven for internet freedom. We'll talk about that with her. They just had a conference in Europe dealing with the persecution of free speech. I just covered mainstream news in the U.S. where they're arresting people that send emails to senators who annoy them. You get charged with felonies. So that is going on. But Birgitta Jones-Gauthier joins us, and we're really honored to have her. She's a member of the Icelandic parliament. For the movement party group chairperson, and we really appreciate her coming on. She's on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Environmental Committee, EU Application Committee, Truth Commission Committee, and the NATO Committee. Birgitta Jones-Gauthier became a member in 2009 and is now a worldwide leader known for standing up for freedom. Also, when she was on with us last year for the first time, I noticed that Julian Assange, if I'm pronouncing that right, the founder of WikiLeaks was in the background. Jerem was pointing out, I think the WikiLeaks founder is in her house. Yeah, there he is. and then now, of course, he's internationally sought. The Pentagon admits they have a task force out. The Pentagon paper, Daniel Ellsberg, told MSNBC that he had a hit team out trying to kill him, and that he believes there may be a Pentagon hit team out that's been declassified with the Pentagon Papers trying to go after the WikiLeaks founder. And he put out an email 2 weeks ago saying she is now basically his spokesman. And so we're talking to her, and she did work with him, she can say, on the helicopter slaughter video in Baghdad. He's reportedly got hundreds of other things he could release. And I said to her during the break, I said, look, Birgitta, especially you, intelligent, lovely, smart, dynamic, we want you to stay alive. You guys better release everything you got and quick. And she said, I agree. So we'll hear that in her own words. Good to have you here with us.
Well, good to be back.
Okay, I mean, let's go through this, your relationship to WikiLeaks, who Julian is for those that, I mean, he's the guy on television in the black suit with the red tie and the blonde platinum hair, folks, the founder of WikiLeaks. I mean, how this saga has been unfolding. Give us basically a boil down, and then let's start wherever you'd like.
Okay, well, WikiLeaks became instantly famous in Iceland in August last year when there was an injunction on a story that they had actually leaked. It was an injunction not on our national television not to broadcast the news about the leak. It was a loan book from one of the big banks. So instead of saying nothing, the broadcaster decided to put a picture of the website on the TV and the URL and said you can read all about it there. So they became instantly known here and very well thought of. In December, I was invited to speak at the conference about freedom and WikiLeaks were there also here at the Reykjavik University. And they were introducing or discussing an idea about a press haven or sort of taking the idea behind tax havens and reversing it into transparency haven.
Birgitta, I hate to bug you, but your Skype was down today or we couldn't connect to Iceland, and your cell phone is I can hear you, but I've got to really focus. Can you try putting the receiver closer to your mouth?
Yep. Is this better?
John, that's better, isn't it? Yeah, keep going.
Okay. So I approached them and said, you know, coming from the background of being a writer, journalist, activist, and one of the pioneers in bringing the internet to Iceland, I approached them and I said, let's do this, because I understood the scope of it, and I understood that every day these basic rights that we sort of take for granted when it comes to freedom of information, freedom of expression and speech are being carefully eroded from us. And like in the UK, they have used, and in Europe in general, they have used the Anti-Terrorist Act to chip away this freedom at such a pace that people don't really realize how much of these freedoms have been taken away from us. And now they've started with all these filtering, using child pornography filters as the reason for filtering out all sorts of stuff, including WikiLeaks. Just heard today.
Well, large wireless networks all over Europe block Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson's written stories about that, and they admit in Australia their Chinese net style censorship program, for those who just joined us, admittedly will use government software to track what you're looking at and blocking things from pro-life groups to environmental groups to local dentists in Australia. And we now know that they have the Cybersecurity Act to do the same thing here in the United States. And the FCC says you'll have a black box at the ISP and in your home. So this is really happening.
Because if we don't have access to information, how in the world are both the general public and legislators going to be able to take enlightened decisions based on reality? I mean, just like what's happening in the UK is that they have passed all these super injunctions, meaning that journalists cannot tell that they can't tell the story. And I think this is very serious.
Yeah, they call that a D-notice in England, for those that don't know. You may see a cop murder someone, and they'll just issue a D-notice. They're issuing a lot more of them now. And similarly, here in the U.S., cops will say you can't videotape what they're doing 100 yards away, and they'll arrest you even though there's no law. They claim it's wiretapping when there's no perception of privacy. So there's a real tyranny here against the new media, and the old media is in trouble and losing its viewers and readers, so it's teaming up with government and corrupt corporations in a perfect storm and openly selling to shut down the true internet.
Yep. Well, we have to fight this on all fronts, and the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, this proposal that I managed to pass through the parliament with the unanimous vote on June 16th, even the government backed it, is an attempt to also to create a dialogue about what is really going on when it comes to new media, because most of the media is moving on to the internet, and if we don't deal with the reality and deal with all these weak laws or the fact that so many of these legislations are being destroyed or eroded.
Yeah, if we don't stand up now, it's going to be just like radio 80 years ago when governments took that over and restricted the ban. For those that don't know, there's a much wider ban. There should be much more community involvement. But with the internet, there's an unlimited spectrum of space, and they're artificially, openly saying, I mean, White House science czar, White House regulations czar, Cass Sunstein openly says he wants to restrict free speech.
Well, I really encourage everybody that cares about these things to start the dialogue. I have been actually amazed by the reaction that I've got to this proposal just as I filed it in February.
And this idea could spread, just like your idea to have free zones for true internet freedom versus everybody becoming like China. You're offering the alternative of everybody becoming like Iceland, just like you're an example of standing up against the bankers.
Well, it's easy to change the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, the IME, into the International Media Modern Media Initiative. So I think I am offering this. Iceland can be the icebreaker. We can pass this, I'm suggesting, or tasking the government to change 13 different laws in 4 different ministries. And once we've put all that in place, and there's in particularly a very, very important aspect of this as well, and that is we are bringing together all the best legislation from around the world in order to create this safe haven for not only
Well, Brigida, respectfully, I want to give you the floor and have you get into that positive thing, but you've got a lot of courage. And let's just get it on record here that Daniel Ellsberg, very well respected, said there were hit teams issued to kill him. He thinks you guys are in physical danger with WikiLeaks. You are the spokesman right now for Julian Assange. He is being hunted. He just put out an email today through you and through others that he is going back into complete hiding. And the Pentagon says he is being hunted by them, and he's about to release all this. Can we talk about that first, about your role in releasing the copter murder video? We'll play some of that in the background. And then give us any idea on what it is he's about to release that's got the Pentagon so scared. I mean, they've arrested the military officer that released this and are still holding him with no lawyers right now.
Well, just to clarify, Julian Assange, I just acted as a spokesperson for him while he was in hiding in Australia. He has appeared now. He appeared in Brussels last week when we both were attending a seminar at the European Parliament discussing freedom of expression in Europe. So if people want to get hold of him, they can just do that directly through email and stuff like that.
Well, we've been trying to get a hold of him, and he's emailed us back a few times. Can you put in a good word to him to get him to come on this show?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't feel that I'm in an imminent danger, or, you know, the reason why Julian has been undercover is just being, you know, using common sense and being cautious. We don't want to make it easy for the bastard, to use his own words. I think it will shake the world, the next stuff that comes out of the WikiLeaks. I also want to stress that when it comes to Brad Manning, the U.S. soldier that is in detention in Kuwait and has been in detention, 4 weeks without being charged, and there's a complete catch-22 when it comes to getting him proper lawyers. He has a military lawyer appointed to him. He can't get the lawyers that WikiLeaks has been assigned for him because he has to ask for it, but nobody can give him the information that these lawyers have appointed for him.
We've got to go to break. This is incredible info, but you say the next information will shake the world. Are you implying it's much bigger than the copter massacre?
Maybe.
All right, stay there. I'm on the edge of my seat here. And the Pentagon says it's thousands of documents and videos, so Lord knows what treasure trove you guys have got, and anything to end these wars as soon as possible. I think you underestimate how much danger you're in, though.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
And the explanation he used was that he was understood that it was not safe for him to come to this country. He left it, and then later he explained, now when the Bradley Manning arrest was announced, he said, now you understand why I didn't come. I think it's worth mentioning a very new and ominous development in our country. I think he would not be safe, even physically, entirely, wherever he is. We have, after all, for the first time that I ever, perhaps in any democratic country, we have a president who has announced that he feels he has the right to use special operations operatives against anyone abroad that he thinks is associated with terrorism, that he suspects of it. And that includes American citizens. One American citizen who's even been named.
Julian Assange is who Daniel Ellsberg was talking about there on MSNBC. And for the last two, 3 weeks, the spokesman he designated is Birgitta Jones Dottir, the prestigious and very effective member of the Icelandic Parliament. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Plenty of time for her to break everything down. We were able to get her via video Skype. We'll see how long that holds. Okay, sorry you got cut off by the break. Briefly, the point you were trying to make about this shaking the world, the new information, can you give us any idea when it's coming out or why he hasn't released it yet? Because, I mean, they're arresting people, they're tracking people down. I mean, this is dangerous.
Well, first of all, I want to stress that there is no proof that links Manning to WikiLeaks. There is only this log from Adrian Lamo that looks like he is an FBI spook. So, you know, I can't verify if WikiLeaks has access to the documents that is claimed Manning leaked. I mean, we don't even know if Manning exists. So, but, you know, there will be releases very soon. There are some technical problems and so forth. So, WikiLeaks just wants to make sure to release it in a proper fashion so it gets the attention it deserves.
But from what you say, it sounds like we're getting very, very close to this political bomb dropping.
I certainly hope so. I can't wait myself.
But you know what it is. You said it's going to shake the world.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Can you give us any hint?
No. Sorry.
We've seen reports that it deals with echelon spying, that it's also more massacre videos, drones killing people in Afghanistan. Wrong?
Some of that will be released soon, yes.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Some of that will probably be released soon, but, you know, I have not been able to get hold of Julian for a while or other WikiLeaks people.
Oh, so you're saying, well, hold on, I mean, let me get this straight. You're saying there's lots of stuff coming out. So we got some drones killing people. We've got some NSA spying info. Are you saying it's not just one thing? It's a whole bunch of things.
Well, WikiLeaks kept submitted, original documents, you know, every day, lots of them. So I am not sure, you know, how the process is going to be, and I can't really answer for exactly what is going to be released, but there is certainly a lot of documents being submitted to WikiLeaks every day, every week, every month, every year. So, it's very important that, because what WikiLeaks aims to do with every document is to verify if it is the real deal or not.
Well, Birgitta, I've got to say, I mean, you are like an Amazon goddess here. I mean, you are like Wonder Woman. I mean, with all the incredible, you're beating the banks. You got laws passed for an internet free zone where there's true freedom of the press. You're in there in WikiLeaks just devastating the New World Order. I tell you, I really admire you. I just want to say that right now.
Well, thank you. I'm just doing my best to help co-create a reality that I want to live in. And I think that it is something every individual should try to do and aspire to do.
Well, you are changing reality, and it shows what a go-getter can do. Could you have imagined 2 years ago when you first got active that you would have individually had this much success working with others?
Absolutely not. Not in my wildest dreams. I never aspired to be a politician, just to get that clear. And I think that it is time for ordinary activists to get into places of power to do have maximum influence both inside and outside establishments. And it is very important to work closely with grassroots groups because and not shape it into a traditional political parties, but to really create a bridge between ordinary people and the institutes that shape the laws that affect our lives.
Well, we're going to go to break, long segment coming up, and you know I can sit here and throw questions out all day, but I do want to get into the law that Iceland has passed, what that means for the rest of the world, how we can duplicate that, more of the attacks on free speech and the press, and anything else you think is important on the other side, not just Alex Jones asking his questions. Birgitta Jones Dottir is our guest, member of the Icelandic Parliament, one of the premier leaders for freedom of the press, and for stopping the banking cartel and for sovereignty of nations. And she's instrumental in also keeping her country out of the euro. I mean, she is having a great effect.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Brigitte Jones-Gauthier in this long segment that we're getting into, the new Supreme Court nominee, the opposite of Brigitte Jones-Gauthier, the opposite of Thomas Jefferson or George Washington, openly believes that the government can, quote, disappear, that's a quote, any speech they don't like, and that the government can have legislation on the books or regulations to ban books. So we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. Before we go any further here today, I wanted to remind listeners that this radio show is funded by you. We're not funded by big global corporations. We're not funded by the Fortune 500 or by the Ford Foundation. We're funded by your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You can watch the live radio show in living video color and see the archives, get a podcast that's 64-bit, not 32, read my book, Paul Watson's book, see all my new films first, download them in high quality, many other films I've been authorized to post at PrisonPlanet.tv, like Camp FEMA, featuring myself and many others. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, with states' rights and how to take our country back. And if you just do it like Brigitte Jones-Gauthier did in Iceland, you can actually take your country back or your state back. This has the battle plan. Jason Burmes' new Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, that shows who these globalists are, what their master plan is. It's so important. My film that covers the whole banking, eugenics takeover, Fall of the Republic, such an important documentary. Books that are available online. at InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore, like Genetic Roulette, the documented health risk of genetically engineered foods. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, total sterilization, cancer, you name it, from the government's own studies around the world. This sucker is like a textbook, but written to be very easy to understand. You may know all about the New World Order, but your friends, your family, your neighbors, they need Genetic Roulette. And then, of course, we've got five new T-shirts out available at InfoWars.com in the shopping carts as well. Two new legalized freedom shirts, great way to get out there and wake people up. Oh, and I almost forgot. I've got a few hundred of these left, and I think I'm going to still carry it once they're gone, but when I reorder it, I'm going to stop offering the discount. This book is $19.95. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's $24.95 in stores. It's $19.95, and you get a free film of your choice, a free film that I've made, a DVD, free. So that's a $40 value for $19.95 at InfoWars.com. I've only got a few hundred of these left. When I reorder, I'm not going to buy enough of them to get the big discount, so I'm going to have to jack the price up on them a bit. So if you want to get them, now is the time, InfoWars.com. Okay, and it's also important to support organizations in your area, or if you're in Iceland, to support Birgitta Jones.dier and to spread the word about what she's doing. Okay, enough of me, Birgitta, continuing here on other issues or recapping things that you think are important for people to know about worldwide that just tuned in.
I have to say I had a very interesting week last week because I was invited to go to the European Parliament to speak about freedom of expression in Europe. It was an organization inside the EU Parliament called ALDE, which is sort of a collaboration between liberals and Democrats. And it's amazing to hear how bad the situation is in Europe, because Europe always seems to be, just like the United States, the cradle of democracy. And at the same time, people are forgetting what the foundations of democracy is, and that is basically freedom of information, freedom of speech, and freedom of expression. If we don't have that, we have no freedom. And one thing that I have also figured out from just working as a legislator is that parliaments increasingly, from the parliaments that I have been looking at and the Icelandic one, have given away their power to create laws into the hands of the ministries. And who creates the laws in the ministries is the lawyers. So basically our free world has been taken over by lawyers, and I find that to be a little bit disturbing. And I find it to be extremely important that parliaments reclaim their powers as well, because parliaments are supposed to be this bridge between or reflection of the people that they are representing. And it is important that we do not have only professional politicians running the show. It is very important that ordinary people have a chance to reflect in a real way the real people that they are supposed to be representing. Anyway, I met also about 10 days ago Bill Still. He was here in Iceland. I don't know if you know who he is, but he created the Money Masters some years ago. And had the honor of being in a segment that comes along with his newest film. He was talking a lot about, like very many other people that have come to Iceland or gotten in touch with me, about an alternative monetary system. And I think that is very, very important. It has to be the next step that we'll do, is to find ways to have a completely different monetary system than we live with today. I find the fractional reserve banking system basically to be criminal, the way the entire financial world is run is criminal. And so, but we have to find solutions that are more in tune with reality, so we don't have these endless bubbles blowing over our worlds and sucking out the last riches that we have.
And to briefly boil that down, yes, I know about the Money Masters director. We actually carry that three-hour film at InfoWars.com that was put out over a decade ago as the preeminent work exposing the fractional reserve banking system that is mathematically designed to create more debt than you can physically pay back. And within a generation, the bankers get incredible power while the bubble's expanding, And then when it implodes, they fully enslave you. That's what's happened to Africa, Latin America, and poor areas of Asia. It's on record that the IMF and World Bank have done this, and now they're doing it to Greece. What is it like for you to see Greece? Iceland says no. It turns out the banks admit Iceland didn't really owe all this money. Most of the debt was their debt. They were making you pay it. And that 600-plus islands, their roads, their infrastructure is being individually sold back to the banking and brokerage firm owners who are buying the islands from the Greek government with money they stole from the Greek people. I mean, this is incredible.
It is really incredible, and I really feel for the Greek people. And I've been collaborating a little bit with some people in Greece and managed to get together. There's an international organization called the TAC, A-T-T-A-C, .org, that have been fighting, you know, the IMF and introducing such systems as the Tobin tax and so forth. But we have not been saved in Iceland, because what the government did is that they put in the newest contract with the IMF, because we are all having our third review, they put in that we would actually pay back. And that we would compensate reasonable taxes, which is totally against what the nation voted for.
Okay, so see, I've missed this. Last time I checked, you've been in a year-long fight. You had said, no, we're not going to pay these tens of billions of dollars that we don't owe to banks that sold derivatives. We're not going to have public groups pay private debt. And so the parliament passed that, and you're now saying the bureaucracy is circumventing the will of the people and the government.
Well, the government, no. The government actually said, or the Icelandic finance minister and the head of the central bank signed the latest sort of site or the latest contract with the IMF. What the nation did actually vetoed the what the parliament had passed. The new contract about ICES when was it, in January or March? It's been so eventful this year. Anyway, so we are by far not saved, and I am sending out, as today, I am sending out right here and right now an SOS to help us get out of the IMF program. We do need the plan B, and we do need all the possible help we can. And I really think that nations that have been struggling under the IMF program need to work together and to just inform each other what do we have to make sure that we have to look out for. For example, just recently, a month ago, one of our energy companies has been taken over or bought by a foreign investor, and that is always the first step in an IMF program. We will lose all our assets or all our natural resources to foreign investors, multi-corporations, just like what happened in Bolivia. When Bechtel privatized the water and even the rainwater, you had to pay for that. So we are by far, we are not saved yet. So we need all the help.
But you did win that major victory in saying no up front. But of course, they never back off. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Going back to WikiLeaks here briefly, I mean, this is such a huge story. Is there anything else you can tell us, or just in one statement without me interrupting, break down your part in that saga? I mean, so we can understand how you guys release things or how you're involved with WikiLeaks. How the famous Baghdad massacre footage from 2007 got released a few months ago, showing them shooting the van full of kids, killing the Reuters reporter, and then laughing about it. And we'll play some of that video in the background while you're speaking. I mean, can you talk about your involvement in that video?
Well, I started to work with a couple of people from WikiLeaks, Julian Assange and Daniel Smith, in relation to, you know, I asked them to help me and other organizations here in Iceland because they have such incredible insight into where laws are weak and where laws are strong when it comes to information and protection of sources and whistleblowers and so forth. So I started to work with them. And we had probably around 10 people from different parts of the world working with us, legal experts and so forth, when it comes to legislation in this regard. So during that period, it was quite intense work period, March, April, or March. I saw the Iraqi video, and I decided to help with that in any which way I could during my Easter holiday from the parliament. Because, you know, I am one of these people that helped organize protests against this war before it became a reality. And knowing how war is, I know that there's always war crimes and hideous things that happen that nobody will ever get to know. So when I saw this video, it was just a confirmation on what I had heard but not seen. And it was such an incredibly shocking scene to see, and particularly after you knew who they were blasting down. And just this general emptiness in the video, the complete disrespect for the people that had just killed or were about to kill.
Yeah, even if you're going to kill somebody, you should be reverent about it. This childlike, I mean, I saw videos of the G20 protesters singing, "Oh Canada, Oh Canada," and police beating men, women, and children. And I saw the comments going, "Yeah, beat them hippies." I mean, again, they're fighting against the corrupt banks that are robbing us. But even if they are hippies, what's wrong with that? Why would you support an injustice? Why do people feel like they're winners when they kill some kids or beat some women? I mean, this is sick.
It is very sick. And I think one of the beautiful elements of this entire story with the Iraqi video is that we did send a journalist, an investigative journalist, one of our best here in Iceland, to Baghdad to fact check, if he could find witnesses and the children and so forth. And he indeed did find the children who had been very seriously wounded. And Ethan, I forgot his last name, one of the soldiers that actually discovered the children and was running with them to the sort of a hospital.
That's right. The ground forces show up and save the children who are bleeding to death. And then they tell the helicopters, "You shot kids," and the helicopter guys start basically laughing about it, mm-hmm. showing the difference. They're up, dehumanized themselves, dehumanizing those they're killing, but the actual ground troops, they're actually there seeing the carnage, and they haven't lost their humanity.
But this, in particular, this soldier who was carrying the children, he has done some incredibly courageous acts, and he's, with another soldier, written an apology to the families for example, to the children and the mother who lost their husband. She lost her husband and they lost their father. And I think one of the reasons the children were saved was that, you know, the father's body after it had been killed shielded them. So, in a sense, and it was so important also for the families of the Reuters staff to finally hear the truth, and I find it so important that we remember that this is just one video. How many more incidents are there like this? This is not just one freak incident. There's another segment in this video, if you watch the raw cut, where you can see them blasting up a house or a big department building, and there is this guy just walking along the pavement, and they have him, they see him, and they still fire at the house, and just they have no respect for life. And there were so many families in that house, and there was the reporter from Iceland managed to track down one of the people that lived there. And he lost his wife and his daughter.
That's important to humanize these people, because when the Army's used against us here in the United States, we want to be seen as human, and they are training the military to take on the American people. In fact, here's an article today, Czech military to help National Guard establish chemical warfare unit in Texas. And I've been to these drills. These foreign troops are actually training to take on the American people. They'll have a decontamination drill in front of the media for outward consumption, but the real drills are to take on the American people. And we're going to premiere next week the video from Chicago of foreign troops training to take on the American people. So it's Iraqis today. It's us tomorrow. But you said something interesting, Birgitta Jonsdottir, member of the Icelandic parliament and who helped leak some of the WikiLeaks information videos. You were saying that the Army specialist Bradley Manning, you were implying that he really didn't isn't the one that gave this information to WikiLeaks. I mean, you're saying
that... No, I'm just saying that, you know, I personally don't have any proof for that. So I don't want to assume that it is indeed him or somebody else.
But, I mean, let's say it is him. I mean, Daniel Ellsberg didn't get in trouble, or they tried to, for releasing stuff that showed the government was lying and knew that the Vietnam War was lost, but was a moneymaker. I mean, mm-hmm. if the people that released the photos of Abu Ghraib torture, they didn't go to prison. The people that did the torture did. This is many human rights experts have pointed out, Obama seems to be expanding persecution of whistleblowers that have always been protected.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, if indeed this is Bradley Manning that leaked the Iraqi video, I think he's a hero, and he should be hailed like a hero. And I think it is very disturbing to find out what is actually occurring under Obama, because I think a lot of people were hoping that he would be entirely different than he has been showing. He's a very different person than before election. And I think that you guys have to be extremely on alert and on guard and to give him proper pressure so that he doesn't...
We need to stay there. Final segment with you.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Well, an award-winning documentary filmmaker is going to have a new film about the murder of Pat Tillman. It's going to air in theaters around the country and then on television, probably HBO. McChrystal, by the way, was the guy who engaged in that cover-up of the murder of Pat Tillman. He was going to whistleblow about opium production and the war being a fraud. And they weren't going to let their biggest poster boy do that, so they killed him better than a hammer. He was shot at a distance, and they came up on him and shot him at near point-blank range three times in the head. And Army coroner came out and said he was murdered. All the evidence showed murder. So they're not going to cover this up, and that's at GCNLive.com by Paul Joseph Watson, the letters GCN Live. That's the network website. It's a PrisonPlanet.com article, but the best place to find it is at GCNLive.com. New big screen documentary exposes Pat Tillman. Cover up, very, very important. And Birgitta Jones Dottier is with us. She's a champion of liberty, really is. And, you know, she's saying, oh, I'm not in danger. Oh, you know, the head of WikiLeaks, he's not in danger. Well, Ellsberg says he is in danger. You know, he's saying that Julian Assange is in danger, and I tend to agree. And so, please, I know you want to get it out perfect and have journalists all over vet the videos and documents you have first, but if it came from the Pentagon, I would just put it all out there and say, folks, you decide what you think of this. This is too dangerous. We're handing the ball off. But that's my advice. And I'm not trying to scare you. You're a member of Parliament, but you know, I told the D.C. madam, I said, you need to release everything you know about those clients. And she didn't do it, and they murdered her. And I talked to her apartment manager. She said, yeah, men were following her. She was going to see her mom. She thought they were trying to kill her. And then they did a fake note. I even compared the note. I even got the suicide note, compared it to her lease agreement that was sent to me by the manager of the condos. He was friends with her. She'd lived there for a decade, and they killed her. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you, these people don't play games. And I know you know that, but just you're not bulletproof. We love you, and you know, ideas are bulletproof, but you're not bulletproof, and he's not bulletproof. Either don't release it and say, okay, I'm not going to release it, or get that info out now, because they are hunting Julian Assange. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to stress that this information will be out as soon as possible.
And you're never going to commit suicide?
Never.
And Jim would never commit suicide?
No. So, I think, you know, we're being cautious. I mean, in particular him and other WikiLeaks volunteers. But I find that to be very important that people go to the WikiLeaks.org website and read all the other material that is already available there. There's an incredible goldmine of information that, you know, has been coming through the site for more than 2 years, or no, 3 years. So go and educate yourself. I think that's very important. And there's also lots of, if people want to familiarize themselves with the image proposal, there's a very comprehensive website with information about what this will actually do at immi.is.
Well, Birgitta, we salute you and thank you for coming on and being interrogated. We look forward to speak to you as soon as this video or this text gets released. Will you promise to come on for at least 10, 15 minutes when the new video comes out or new WikiLeaks information?
I will do so.
Well, you're awesome. Any other websites you'd like to give out for people?
Well, I just want to stress and please ask people if they have horror stories from the IMF, please share it with me. I'm hoping that we can put together a documentary about how the IMF really works. So please share this information if you have it.
Well, you're awesome. You're getting laws passed. You're getting documents out. You're making films. You are doing everything you can for human liberty. And because of your spirit and people like you, Birgitta Jones Dottier, humanity and my children have a shot at a good future. We salute you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.